SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. President Biden faced some outspoken detractors during last night's State of the Union speech. One of them, a Gold Star father who lost his Marine son, one of 13 Americans killed by a suicide bomber during the chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan.
The biggest increase in history.
Stephen Nkui shouting Abbey Gate and 2nd Battalion 1st Marines. He was placed under arrest and taken away by U.S. Capitol Police. And now that the speech is over, the president is taking his State of the Union message on the road.
The president will hold campaign events in Pennsylvania this afternoon and Georgia tomorrow. Donald Trump also will be campaigning in Georgia this weekend. With Super Tuesday and the State of the Union behind us, the general election is in full gear, heading toward party conventions this summer and Election Day in November.
And that's White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden is ordering the U.S. military to build a temporary pier off the coast of Gaza. This to get more aid to Palestinian civilians caught up in the Israel-Hamas war. The government's February jobs report comes out this morning.
Employers added 3.1 million jobs in 2023, which was down from 4.5 million in 2022 and 7 million jobs in 2021. That deceleration in hiring is being welcomed by the Federal Reserve, which otherwise might worry that a job market that's too hot would force companies to sharply raise wages and prices and reignite inflation.
Correspondent Donna Warder says economists predict the February report will show the addition of 200,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 156 points. NASDAQ futures are off 36 points. This is SRN News. California parents are upset about a secret LGBTQ club for elementary school students.
In Elk Grove, California, a teacher was allowed to personally invite all third through sixth grade classes to a new LGBTQ club he was starting. It was called the UBU Club and was advertised for all students, including those who are attracted to the same sex. Permission slips were not required, even though other school clubs required them. And parents at Pleasant Grove Elementary School were not notified about the club. Bill Alexander, SRN News.
Republicans in Alabama have chosen Justice Sarah Stewart as their nominee to lead the state Supreme Court. The court touched off a furor last month with its decision to recognize frozen embryos as children. Stewart was among the justices who ruled couples could pursue lawsuits for wrongful death of a minor child when their frozen embryos were destroyed in a fertility clinic accident. This is SRN News. Hong Kong unveiling a proposed law threatening life in prison for anyone found to endanger national security.
Deepening worries about erosion of the city's freedoms 4 years after Beijing imposed a similar law that all but wiped out public dissent. It's widely seen as the latest step in a crackdown on political opposition that began after the semi-autonomous Chinese city was rocked by violent pro-democracy protests in 2019. Since then, the authorities have crushed the city's once vibrant political culture. I'm Charles Villadesma.
Former British Prime Minister Theresa May is calling it a career in Parliament. May says she'll quit as a lawmaker when an election is called this year. The move will end a 27-year parliamentary career and included 3 years as Prime Minister during a period that was roiled by Brexit and Britain's exit from the European Union. More details, SRNNews.com.